Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of September 2018. Supreme Court has allowed the government to implement safeguard duty on imported solar panels and modules, setting aside an order of the Odisha High Court that stayed the imposition of levy. Agreeing that filing a false affidavit in elections is corrupt practice, the Supreme Court has said it cannot, however, direct Parliament to legislate on it. Supreme Court has issued notice to the CBSE on a plea seeking contempt action against the board for allegedly disobeying the SC's order and charging exorbitant fees. Supreme Court has directed NGT to decide on the question of maintainability and merit of Vedantone Sterlite Copper's plea challenging closure of its plant. Delhi High Court has rejected Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi pleas challenging the income tax notice seeking tax reassessment for the financial year 2011 to 2012. Delhi High Court has stayed the JNU order to invalidate the nomination of Vikas Yadav, NSUI's presidential candidate for the Students' Union polls. Delhi High Court has discharged Delhi CM in a criminal defamation complaint filed against him over his alleged tulla against the city police. Delhi High Court has given 6 months to the Delhi Public Library to relocate its Karol Bagh branch, which is in a dilapidated condition. Delhi High Court has issued notices to the centre on a clutch of petitions against alleged restrictions on availing of advance authorization licenses. Bombay High Court has refused a minor rape survivor the permission to medically terminate her 27-week-long pregnancy because of a threat to her life due to the procedure. Bombay High Court has upheld an order directing a retired teacher to pay 7 lakh rupees in compensation to his wife for subjecting her to torture and domestic violence. Madras High Court has asked IT department if late Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha had any legal heir or if she had left behind any will. Kerala High Court has directed state to file an affidavit detailing the steps taken on the complaint of a nun alleging that a bishop sexually abused her for 3 years. Allahabad bench of NCLT has issued notice to Jay Prakash Associates in an insolvency case initiated by ICICI Bank. NGT has directed pollution control boards to conduct an inspection of beverage maker Parle Agro Private Limited's unit in UP.